Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sparma. Aparicio moves to third. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stanley moves to third. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stanley tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is walked intentionally. McAuliffe moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1. And the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is hit by the pitch. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Josephson moves to second. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen takes first base on ball four. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards second. McAuliffe picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McAuliffe. Aparicio moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe is hit by the pitch. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Josephson takes first base on ball four. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Josephson moves to second. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frean is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Frean is hit by the pitch. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frean moves to second. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. Euler hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparma hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frean moves to third. Wirt moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Frean scores. Wirt scores. Sparma moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler misplays the ball. That's an error on Euler. McCraw moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Davis moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Daryl Patterson now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Horton reaches second base with a double. Bill Frean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frean is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Frean strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirt takes first base on ball four. Horton moves to third. Northrup moves to second. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 2 in the game. Euler takes first base on ball four. Horton scores. Northrup moves to third. Wirt moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Don McMahon now pitching. Darryl Patterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patterson takes first base on ball four. Northrup scores. Wirt moves to third. Euler moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Freehan for a passed ball. Josephson moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Tim Cullen. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Don McMahon. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Russ Snyder now playing center field. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Kaline steals second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kaline moves to third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Horton strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Freehan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. McCraw moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. McCraw moves to third. Davis moves to second. Walt Williams pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Northrup strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Cash now playing first base. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Darryl Patterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patterson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Patterson strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. he's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 4 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Sandy Alomar pinch runs for Ken Boyer. Fred Lasher now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Josephson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.